Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifest Podcast. As always, I am just so grateful and excited to be able to spend this time with you because today's show is about attracting abundance. And this is because I had a few messages go back and forth over on Instagram from a few different people asking me the same question. So when that happens, I can see the pattern that's beginning to form, and I know that that's how the universe is asking me to step forward and serve. So the question was this: Sarah, how do I change my financial situation for the better? And so I know that so many of you out there can relate to this, whether you are wanting to attract more opportunities into your world, whether you are in business and you want to attract more clients, whether you are a creative and you're not sure where to channel that creative energy to attract and manifest abundance from your creative endeavors. This is really for you. So settle in. This is going to be a really powerful episode. Throughout my career now as being a manifestation teacher for nearly 15 years, I can't believe that. It's the time just flies when you're having fun, right? What I've noticed, and speaking about the topic of abundance, is that it can really land in your heart and resonate with you on so many different levels throughout many different seasons of your life. So more than likely, the audience that I'm listening to right now covers a very full spectrum of understanding the fabric of reality and how money is just energy. Now, if you've never heard that before, and it's like a sore spot because internally it can trigger a lot of those childhood core wounds of parents fighting about money, or there's not enough money, or the activation of a scarcity mindset, I want you to imagine that you are going to go to the closest window in your house and throw out your limiting beliefs. Banish them from your mind palace, if you will. Banish them from your consciousness because they're not helpful. They don't serve a purpose. And one of the key pieces when it comes to shifting your mindset, especially when it comes to the intention to attract more abundance into your life, is that you have to look at your limitations. You have to look at your limiting beliefs. And my friend Martha, she did a Facebook Live the other day, and she quoted somebody. I can't even remember who it was, but it was such a powerful quote. If you know who it is, please let me know. And the quote was this: if you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. I really love that because it's like, have you ever really just felt so triggered by something, even though you knew it wasn't necessarily the right thing or the right way to respond, and yet you just wanted to be right rather than feel peaceful? I know so many of my students can relate to that, myself included. We all go through different seasons. But when we are on this journey, whether you are a creative entrepreneur or maybe you have a job, a 9-to-5 job, and you want to get more money, there are so many things that you can do. Now, the first thing that you want to do, and you might want to write this one down, is realize that abundance can come to you in many different ways, in many different unexpected ways, right? So when we fixate and we focus on, you know, like you might have that 9-to-5 job and you get a certain amount of dollars per hour and you work a certain amount of hours per week and you know the number that's going to be that paycheck. If you truly open up your heart to infinite possibilities and realize that there are other channels that abundance can come to you as long as you take inspired action, then you are in the game. It's like that famous joke of the guy that goes to God and complains, "I never win the lottery, God. Week after week, I just still haven't won the lottery and I really want to." And God says, "Well, have you bought a ticket?" And he says, "No." So you have to buy your own ticket into this lottery. You have to put your hand up so that the universe knows that you're ready to play, because this is a game, right? So I just also want to take a moment to deeply honor the people that do feel stuck right now and remind them that this isn't forever. It's not forever. There are seasons of struggle that people go through in their lives. Some seasons last decades. And, you know, for me in my journey, when I was a single mother living on welfare and I was living on less than $10 a day to feed two children, there were some days that I didn't know how I was going to feed them. And so I didn't eat and I fed my kids instead. And that's a ridiculous strategy. I should have been nurturing myself. It's the same philosophy as, you know, when they instruct you on an airplane that If the plane's going down, you put the oxygen mask on yourself first. But my maturity level wasn't at a space in my life where I really honored the importance of self-care. Now, this is crucial when you are on an abundance journey because the two walk hand in hand, even though some sacrifices sometimes have to be made. So today's vantage point for talking about abundance, and you would have seen this by the title of the episode, is to examine your programming to unlock abundance. So I can say very easily, if you want a job, go and apply for a job. You know, if you want to be loved, be more loving. If you want to be abundant, be more, offer more abundance, feel the energetics of the abundance. That's the manifestation principle. But the underwriting programming that we have in our mindsets, in our brains, in the way that we do things is based on the consciousness that we allow to infiltrate our own sacred consciousness. So without getting too abstract, I just want to remind you that society, especially in recent years, or at least I've been aware of it, has really suppressed people's natural understanding of energetics. And solutions that are purely based on physical elements of problem solving are just the tip of the iceberg. So when I say, if you want a job, go and get a job, that's just one layer. That's the physical layer. You have to feel worthy enough to open up your heart to receive all of the good things that you will draw into your life. This isn't just some abstract concept. There have been some pretty powerful scientific studies about the power of gratitude, for instance, before the thing that you want manifests. These scientific studies also branch out into visualization processes and practices, and how, especially with high-performing athletes, they see the desired outcome in their mind of the time that they want to beat if they're running around the track. And more often than not, the ones that practiced active visualization before running around the track beat their projected score or time in their mind's eye first. So we have this incredible intuitive imaginative faculty that we don't turn to. And so for some of us, that means overriding the program of, I can't meditate, that I feel silly imagining something that I really want. And if you feel silly or uncomfortable or not worthy enough to open up your capacity to receive more in your life, guess what? That's going to happen. As I said with my friend Martha in her Facebook Live, if you argue for your limitations, you get to keep them. And what I also want you to know is that this is an ongoing practice. You don't just listen to this podcast once and all of a sudden everything's figured out. Sarah gave me the magic pill. Doesn't work like that. You have to re-immerse yourself. You could listen to this podcast 5 different times. And I actually encourage you to do this because you will be a different version of you every time you listen to this episode. So download it, bookmark it, do what you need to do to really get into the feeling space of opening yourself up to the field of infinite potential. So with that in mind, this is something I want you to either write down, or you can go to my Instagram page and share the picture quote that I shared there, which is, everything is energy and energy is everything. It has a root, it has a frequency, it has a pitch of alignment. So the energy that you have is your feelings. So if you're feeling nervous to apply for that job, if you're feeling nervous to submit that contest entry or that art piece for that art exhibition or whatever it is for you, that's a good thing. And you need to push beyond that energy. Because the energy loves to move. It loves a place to go. And so when you're living life, taking calculated risks, and you have assessed the playing field, and you know how to progress in your life, this is how you stop yourself from staying and feeling stuck. Because it's very easy to just get into those habituated patterns of doing the same thing every day, eating the same thing, talking to the same people, watching the same stuff, scroll, scroll, scroll. And guess what? 10 years have gone by and you haven't done anything. And you're wondering, what did I do with my life? What did I do with my life? And I want you to take this very seriously because I do not take what I'm about to say lightly. Your life is a gift. And it has meaning and it has purpose, and you have people that are asking to manifest your specific skills and gifts. And if you really embody that, and if you truly allow yourself to hear those words, I want you to know that I believe in you. I believe in you. I believe in your capabilities. I believe in your skills to attract. I believe in your skills to override the programming that has kept you stuck for years. And so what we're seeing right now is that year after year, especially with the rapid advancements in technology, things like artificial intelligence, which is kind of a blessing and a curse because it's a little bit scary and it's a little bit confronting, we see that we're further stepping back from our own superpower of energy. And so the collective programming of humanity is changing so that we're not as anchored and embodied in our own energy systems as we should be. And so it's imperative not to hand your power over to anyone. I talk about this quite often. And every time I say this, and I've written it in books and I've spoken it on stages, is that I have this, oh my gosh, I'm even pausing before I say anything. I like to watch sometimes, not all the times, reality TV shows. And the reason for that is because I hear this sentence over and over again, which is always humorous to me because I believe that the powers that be put this sentence in these shows. So once you hear this sentence in any kind of dramatic capacity, whether it's in your own life with the people that you know, or whether it's a movie you watch, you make me feel this way. You make me feel this way. You make me feel angry. You make me feel irritated. You did this to me. It's blaming other people and holding them responsible for how you feel. And that is handing your energy over. It drains the tank. It's like puncturing a bucket that's full of water. And you know what happens when you do that? The bucket cannot hold the water anymore. So most people right now, I think it's fair to say, I've witnessed this, I've felt it energetically. There's a lot of people that are scared right now for the future more than ever before. And it's no wonder there's a lot of chaos and there's a disturbance happening right now, especially with all of the awful things that are happening with the wars and the separation and the division within society. And so that doesn't mean that you cannot create and attract a life of abundance for yourself despite other people's suffering. It means that when you can attract more abundance, you can help others if you need to. And you can choose the organizations, the charities, the people that you want to support and that you know it will make a difference. So when you remember that, you take your power back into your own hands rather than feeling like, well, if I don't know what to do and I don't feel worthy enough and who am I when there are all these people struggling, that can really block you energetically and you don't want to block your energetics. And, you know, there have been people that I've worked with, there's people that I know personally in my own life that are going through some of the biggest internal upheavals that they've ever been through in their entire life. And yet they show up with grace. They show up with that receptive energy to the field of infinite potential. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. And so getting back to the question that I was asked of how do I change my financial situation for the better? Well, it's often said that necessity, for instance, is the mother of invention. And it's so true. And you need to remember that you are creative, you're resourceful, and you're an infinite being. I remember, you know, there have been so many times in my life where I have thought, I need the money. I need it quickly. Dear God, dear universe, give me an inspired idea or a sign. And I've told this story before, but it seems very relevant to share with you guys today. And that is that, you know, during my first marriage, which I'm so sick of talking about, by the way, I'm just using this as an example. But I needed to get out, right? I needed some money to start my life, to leave with my children, to create an empowering new path forward at the time. And on a Friday, I was like, what can I do? What can I do? And I had, I think it was about 20,000 followers over on Twitter. And I thought, I'm going to do social media coaching and mentoring. And so I put together an offer. It was for $1,000 for 3 months, which is an absolute bargain if you look at my current fees right now, which makes sense. But $1,000 for 3 months. And during that time, I would take between 10 to 12 people through this process. And at the end of that, I would have $10,000 to $12,000 to start my new life. And they would have all of the tools that they needed to be able to create authentic, great relationships on social media. So I would do like website audits and communication audits, things like that, from what I had studied so hard, you know, creating ebooks. And I think back to the contrast of where I am today and what I know now versus what I knew then. Like, they were still getting massive value, but it's very different from what I do today. I'm definitely not a social media coach today by any means. So the Friday, I had that idea. I'm going to create a coaching program. And by the Monday, I had $12,000 in my PayPal account. And that was my ticket to freedom. And here's the thing that I want you to remember, that when you have an intention, the universe does whatever it can to facilitate it. So you just have to be clear and specific. I was really, you know, like, I had tried to leave my first husband 8 times before I actually left, before I was ready to go, you know what, it's time to close the door and, you know, create a fortress around my new life. And I believe this is why the energetics of that moved very swiftly to support my intention. And so money without a goal doesn't do what it needs to do. If you're like, I want to bring in this amount of money to do this, then it's going to be the difference between, you know, you having an incredible experience versus you feeling a little bit, you know, like it's underwhelming. So always the key thing to keep in mind is to open up your heart to the field of infinite potential. And so this is really, really important. I just want to reiterate this as much as possible, that when it comes to programming, really examine those belief systems, how your energy systems and centers got blocked. If relationships don't work, right, the energy isn't in alignment. The energy is not flowing in the way that it should. If your bank balance isn't the way you want it to be, the energy isn't flowing in the way that it should. And so there are mindsets at play that can hark back to childhood. So they say that from 0 to 7 is when our belief systems are formed, what you believe about yourself and the world and what you're capable of achieving. And I know that, you know, many of you listening to this, and this is probably a little bit controversial, but you believe that, you know, you go through school, you go to college, you get a job, you get a mortgage, you get married, you have kids, like whatever the order is for you. There is a lot of evidence to suggest that the people that break the molds of what you should be doing actually succeed more. And it's a little bit of a scarier ride. And I know this from being an entrepreneur for most of my life, and also being the child of entrepreneurs, and how unless you have a way to crack that code for sustainable success, which I've been doing and have successfully done for the last 14 years working alongside my husband and business partner, we've worked together to create a sustainable business that has kept the lights on and kept our family fed now we've been together for 14 years. But the programming within us, Sean actually grew up in a more traditional setting of expectations of, you know, you finish high school, you go to college, you get a job, right? He didn't do that. He chose not to do that. And so subsequently, we're kind of operating in a different paradigm. So examine your paradigm. How has your paradigm served you? How has it limited you? Now, I'm not here to say that higher education is a bad thing by any means. Please know that. I myself have been to university. I studied journalism. I studied psychology. I have a third of a psychology degree, which I could go back to at any time. I'm actually enrolled in the University of Sedona right now. I'm doing a master's of metaphysical science. That's, you know, I can take as long as I like. It's kind of it's more of my own self-study, self-paced course. But that just helps me to hone my skills as a teacher of manifestation, spiritual alchemy, and metaphysics. And I have to still examine the program. You know, what is the program when it comes to education? Do I have a block? Do I absolutely know that I'm doing it for the right reasons, or just doing it because I think it will be the right reasons? So examine your intentions, examine the paradigm, and examine the programs and where they started. So sometimes you might not see them until you hear this sentence and you realize, oh my gosh, my dad believed that money didn't grow on trees, or that, you know, I wasn't worth spending $100 on to get what I wanted, you know? So we have this opportunity to override that program, because sometimes we get trapped into thinking that because we do things in the way that everybody else does things, we become kind of like lemmings in a way where, you know, we're all lined up single file to go and jump off that cliff. But you want to be the person that asks questions, critical thinking patterns. This is so imperative, so that, you know, you understand that as a society, as a collective, that we are actually taking actions based on what we feel intuitively through our own energy centers. And so you have to be willing to think outside the box when it comes to changing your financial situation. You might have that 9-to-5 mindset, or you might be more entrepreneurial, or you could be a blend of the two, which is totally fine. Whatever is helping you to close that gap between intention to manifestation is the best. So I'll give you another example. This is actually one of my manifestation practices, and I've mentioned this before on the podcast. In about 2012, it was our second year in business. First year in business, when Sean and I created the Adventures in Manifesting book series, we did $80,000 in sales, which is incredible. So I called up the welfare office and I said, "You can keep your checks. We're good now. Thank you." And then the second year, we did $250,000 in sales. And so with a greater income comes a bigger tax bill. And we hadn't prepared for that. So we had to work to scramble. It was over $100,000 in taxes that we owed at that time. And we did the ancient manifesting ritual, which you can get from DearUniverse.com. It's a low-cost product. It's been used by so many people. And we used that process. We are joyfully now attracting $100,000 or more by this date in April, I believe it was, that we had to manifest the funds. And it was by May that the money actually came in. And so again, reiterating, the money had to have an intention. We needed that money to pay the taxes, to keep the lights on. And at that stage of our business, it wasn't sustainable. We were just going from book project to book project, selling books, you know, selling publishing packages. We created a publishing company at the time. So we were doing things like book covers and editing and all that kind of thing. But it just didn't give us the solid abundance machine that we needed that actually contributed to our overall success. And so we created the ancient manifesting ritual, which, like I said, you can go and check that out from DearUniverse.com. And that was a $9 PDF. And we made $1 million from a $9 PDF. And that process, you know, it's just kind of grown like wildfire. So many people know about it now, but I was actually the one that brought that to the internet all the way back in 2011. So, and then we commercialized it, though, in, I think it was 2015 when things started to really take off for us. That was our first $1 million year in business. It's the year I moved to America from Australia, and it was the year that my daughter Lulu was born. So many things happened that year, which was incredible, but they happened because I was willing to override my programming. Because if you are in a situation of struggle right now, the best thing that you can do is be grateful for what you have and to take one day at a time. This is what my mom told me when I was really struggling, and she didn't really know the extent of my struggling either. I say that a lot. My mom said, take one day at a time. You know, she offered to help. She was there for me. But I also knew that I was a grown adult, and I just put my hand on my desk. It sounded like I put my foot down about something. Yes, I did. I am a grown adult and that I can take care of myself. So I didn't want to worry her about, you know, my struggles. And so it was really up to turning to my mindset and overriding the programming of limitation and lack that helped me to completely transform my life. So you have to be willing to use your energy centers to amplify your true potential. So you have to take a step back from the drama, from the overwhelm of trying to, you know, pay the bills or, you know, struggle to make ends meet. And I know it's tough, but you have potential. There are so many things that you can do. I remember hearing Gary Vaynerchuk say that the average person has about $10,000 worth of useless stuff that they just keep in their house that they could go and sell and flip on eBay. Now, I know that's not realistic for everybody, but it's a start. For me, for instance, I remember going through like my couch cushions and old purses and things like that just to get change together. And that got me through that day. There are always inspired ideas that are available to you. Another example is, this is kind of funny. If Sean's listening to this, when this podcast is released, he'll remember these days. I created something called the Influence Blueprint. And I would have this offer where people would invest $200 for me to go to their website and create a screencast of ways that they could optimize their communication, how much authenticity that they were showing from their website of what they offer, who they are, all that kind of stuff. And that really helped us to pay for groceries during that time. But again, it was one of those inspired ideas that really helped to move that needle and to override that programming. So just remember, and this is a really shocking piece of awareness, that you have been programmed away from remembering your power. You have been programmed away from it. The powers that be, the forces out there that want to limit you, that do not want you to be abundant, have found very clever ways to keep your mindset small and in a box. Now, if you feel a sense of pushback energetically from this, I would really encourage you to examine that. You have been programmed away from remembering your power. Not all of it, and not all of us. And it's varying degrees. And there are some different, it's a full spectrum. It's a full spectrum. So for instance, and you know, I was chatting to somebody on Instagram about this. I am currently not celebrating. I'm just aware that it has been 17 months and 1 week since I quit alcohol. And the reason for that is because I read a book called Outwitting the Devil, and it talks about the way that alcohol impacts our programming. It keeps us stuck in a certain vibration so that we can't override the program and create and magnetically attract abundance. And I thought to myself, well, I don't want that. I want clarity. And it's not like I quit drinking alcohol because I had a problem. I'm the person that would have a second glass of wine and then go, you know what? I don't feel good. This is gross. I'm not going to sleep well. I don't want this. Now, I'm not super puritanical about this. Well, I am in my own life, but for you, I'm not saying you should quit alcohol, but I'm just saying examine the things that do not serve you that actually contribute to you feeling less energy than you have access to. So that's looking at the foods that you're eating, the people that you're spending time with, the entertainment that you're putting into your mind, right? It's like you are what you eat, but you're also, you are what you watch. You are who you surround yourself with. You are what you tolerate. You are what you tolerate is probably one of the biggest ones here. And so again, looping it all back to the programming, when you are willing to use your energy centers, these sacred spiritual tools that you have access to, you can remember your power and you can begin to attract and draw into your reality an extremely different level of abundance that will help you, that will give you that sense of relief, that will give you that sense of knowing that you're capable of achieving and attracting into your life so much more. So if you enjoyed this episode today, I'd love to invite you to join my free upcoming webinar called The Hidden Element. And I've been working on this concept now for over a year. So if you want the details to this, you can go to sarahprout.com/the-hidden-element, or I believe I forwarded thehiddenelement.com. You can go there and check it out because it is going to be an incredible event where I'm going to be sharing with you some of the ways in which I'm actually going to be sharing from a whole new level of awareness, because it's about discovering the manifestation secret that's been hiding in plain sight. And I'll give you a clue here. It's not the law of attraction, which has been heavily popularized. It's not any universal law. It's likely not anything that you've heard of in the self-help industry. I've researched this extensively, and it's clear that this has been ignored. So one more thing I will say is that for centuries, society has tried to suppress the existence of the power of what I call the hidden element. And so we're going to be diving into this. It really did change my life. It changed my mindset. It really helped me with the programming that I was deprogramming myself from. I'm so excited about this. I'm muddling my words. So click on the link in the text description of this episode to go through, or go to thehiddenelement.com. Okay. Thank you so much for being here with me today. It has been a pleasure. To those of you that asked the question too, how can I, you know, attract more opportunities? How can I fix my mindset around abundance? I hope this helped. I know it was a bit of a fire hose of information and energy and awareness. And like I said, I'm going to encourage you to listen to this episode over and over again so that it can really anchor into your awareness what's possible. If you get anything from today's episode, it would mean the world to me if you could take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram. I am at Sarah Prout, or you could leave me a review, because I think this is the way that the intention for this show grows and connects with new people to bring into our community, into this audience. And if you do that, you know, I always send the energy back of gratitude and of appreciation. So thank you so much for being here with me today. Lots of love. And until next time, happy manifesting.